everybody, and welcome to the first ever episode of NYPD Blue Balls. It's going to be episode zero, because we're going to explain exactly what NYPD Blue Balls is.
It gives you a pain in your lower abdomen.
It gives you a pain in your lower abdomen, and then it fills you with so much joy, because it's such a great television series.
It's good until the 11th, 12th season, but...
The 12th season, we have to give it a pass, because a bunch of people jump ship, and then I think the quality was so bad that they're like, just write an ending, so we don't have to bring you back, I think was the deal.
Well, this is when I was doing research for these first two episodes, I got into a rabbit hole, and I read that in the beginning, they filmed all over New York, but they also filmed on backlots, there was a combo of both. But in the last season, the ratings had dropped so much, ABC basically told them, like, yeah, you can only film on a backlot. You can't film anywhere else. It costs too much, and your show's not making us any money. So
yeah, that's
kind of interesting.
That's what happens with shows like that, is once you start losing money, they don't give a shit. Guys, what's happening is we're going to break down every single episode of NYPD Blue, hashtag best show ever.
In our own way.
And that is 261 episodes.
Fuck, that's a lot of episodes.
Of the original cop drama, not the original, the best cop drama ever made for television. Made by David Milch.
And Stephen Bochco.
And Stephen Bochco, who David Milch created other shows such as...
He did Deadwood, and then he also did Hill Street Blues, which was on in the 80s. Digging into it. There's I don't know if you remember this, but I think in the first season there's this old homeless man who's like in the lobby of the police department, and he's talking about how he doesn't have like his shirt or his pants or something. That guy is a character, a homeless character in Hill Street Blues that Bochco brought in, or Mills brought in, or whoever brought in for just to bring it into the show, and it's part of his like canon, I guess.
And NYPD Blue, it spans 12 seasons. And mostly is about Detective Sipowicz, because he's one of the only characters that's in it through every single episode.
He's the only character in it that's in every single episode.
Yeah, the only other character that gets close is Medavoy, who is in episode 3, and from then on.
No, he's not in episode 4.
But he's in episode 5, and then forever.
Yeah, he misses, I think he misses a couple of the first 5 or 6, and then... Then they start establishing characters.
The other detectives. But the plan is for every Tuesday. And the first episode is scheduled for March 1st, which was the day that the last episode of NYPD Blue aired back in, I think, 2005. So it'll be 11 years since the show came off the air. Two gentlemen who was way before our time are going to talk about every single episode of it, and hopefully it's going to be fun.
Doing this with you and putting it out, I'll probably rewatch this again for I think the fourth time.
The fourth time, like, all the way through.
Like the whole season, except for the 12th season, I've only watched it once.
This will be my second time through the entire series, and I think it'll be Dad's second time in every episode he sees. So we're not experts in NYPD Blue, but we're certainly more qualified than people our age.
I would consider myself an expert if this is going to be my fourth time watching this shit.
You're an expert in the blue?
I can tell you, that's a little cocky. If you were to sit me down and give me like every title of the second season, I can tell you everything that happens in each episode. No problem. That's my favorite season, hands down.
Well, that's the introduction of the Smiths. So of course it's your favorite season.
Yes, it is. It is the introduction of the Smiths. I have some trivia about the Smiths that you don't have or know about. So I can't wait for the first episode.
And each episode, we're going to be talking about various things, such as the journey of Sipowicz. I'm going to be making fun of David Caruso all of the first season.
We'll talk about it when we get to the first episode of the first season about Caruso.
Caruso, of course, David Caruso is now famous for CSI Miami. And when you when you watch every episode, you're going to think, but when does he put on the sunglasses and we start hearing The Who? And it doesn't happen.
He's not as bad in NYPD Blue as he is in CSI Miami. I think in NYPD Blue, he's at a point in his life where he actually, like, gives a shit about acting.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think when it gets to CSI Miami, he has this attitude of, like, this is where I've fallen. Because he had such, like, a fucking attitude with NYPD Blue, which I have some trivia about that, and then leaving NYPD Blue, and then trying to do movies and shit, and then it not really working out for him. So I feel like when he got CSI Miami, he was like, I'm just looking for a paycheck, and I'm not really going to try hard. But in NYPD Blue, I think he does try hard. But I also think at the same time, the acting in the first season, he's acting off of better actors, so it makes him better.
Absolutely.
Whereas in CSI Miami, it's like, who the fuck are those people?
Mm-hmm. Also, I would say that this whole television series is based around Sipowicz because it has to be. He's the only character that's present through the entire thing. So it's theoretically all about him because he's the only person that sticks with it. Dennis Franz is the perfect person to play Sipowicz, and Sipowicz is the perfect character for Dennis Franz. So it's kind of like it's almost like how people say, oh, Heath Ledger's was the perfect mesh for that Joker. Johnny Depp was perfect for the Jack Sparrow. Dennis Franz is Sipowicz, and Sipowicz is Dennis Franz at this point. And
yeah.
And watching this show is going to be, I think, at least for my points, it's going to be a lot more about Dennis Franz than it is going to be about anything else.
Oh, see, because I look at the show as, like, I don't know, I never really got into, like, the long explanation of Dennis Franz, you know?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like there's some episodes where or some seasons even, where there's really, like, Sipowicz is there, but he's not the main focal point, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the second season, I don't think Sipowicz is the main focal point. I think it's Jimmy Smits.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to be honest, I think until Smits leaves and they bring in Schroeder, I don't think Sipowicz is the focal point. I just think he happens to be a part of it. But
when we'll see. I guess the way I see it is from the outside perspective of Sipowicz is the only character that spans the entire season, and he's the only character that has an arc from season 1 all the way to season 12.
Mm-hmm.
The whole podcast, I'm going to be talking about how Sipowicz is changing as opposed to everybody else, because everybody else is pretty much dispensable except Medavoy, because Medavoy's there the entire time as well. But every other person around him comes and goes.
Medavoy's dispensable.
That's another thing we're going to talk about. We're going to have different bits on this show, and one of them is going to be Kyle's Medavoy's a bitch, and then me countering it all the time. Because Kyle hates Medavoy.
I understand you need a yin and a yang characters, but, like, it didn't have to be Medavoy. But
also, I'm going to be throwing some MFKs at Kyle, the Marry, Fuck, Kill game. So, randomly during seasons, once we establish three female characters, we're going to have ourselves a Marry, Fuck, Kill session.
I've got one in the first episode for you, when you're ready.
So, it's going to be a lot of different stuff. We're going to have famous faces, people in the show that go on to be much bigger than just extras or bit parts on NYPD Blue. People all the way from Anna Gunn to Jonah Hill to, I think, Stephen Tobolowsky. I think he's in one. I don't know if it's him.
He's in one. What's his name? What's the fuck's his name? He's in Parks and Rec.
Oh, Nick Offerman's in it twice.
Nick Offerman. I'm not thinking of him, though. Adam Scott's in it.
Adam Scott. Michael Rappaport.
Rappaport's in it.
To give you a little preview of the first couple episodes, the Schwimmer from Friends, David Schwimmer, Ross Geller himself is in a couple episodes in the beginning.
He's the first like main secondary character because he's in it for I think a good 5 or 6 episodes and then he's gone.
That's one of the reoccurring themes you're going to see is that NYPD Blue knows talent even for characters that are not in it very long.
Most Def's in it. Cat Williams is in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people.
So we're going to be talking about them. We're going to be talking about... I mean, one thing we're definitely going to be talking about is great Sipowicz lines.
Uh-huh. There's a couple in the first... Yeah.
Spoiler alert, there's going to be some guests. And by guests, I mean probably our dad, because he loves the blue as well. I think all he's going to talk about is how awesome Sipowicz is and Sipowicz lines. So we're going to get that. We're going to be talking about alcoholism, talking about the court system. Going to be talking about everything, man. It's the perfect show, and we're going to show you it's the perfect show by running down every single episode on NYPD Blue Balls. So get ready to be uncomfortable as we talk about every single episode of NYPD Blue Balls. Kyle, do you have any, closing words? Anything to start off this adventure?
No, not really. No, I'm just yeah, no, not really.
Not even excited to do it.
I'm excited to do it, but I mean, I don't got any words.
The one thing I will say, every single episode is on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, you can watch along with us. I mean, you also have the internet, probably. You can find it there. I don't think you'll get...
Yeah, but it's easier on Amazon Prime, because you don't have to wait for things to buffer and load. It just goes, so just do Amazon Prime.
But
don't be a bitch, people. Just do Amazon Prime.
Every episode, we're going to use the actual episode title as the title of the show. So if you ever want to duck in and watch the episode to understand what we're talking about, it'll be super easy. And thanks for listening if you do. Thanks for tolerating if you hate it, and thanks for enjoying if you dig it. I'm Kirk, and that's Kyle.
Yeah, so let's get started.
Let's get started with some blue balls, ladies and gentlemen.